Okay, Sunday morning, 6/2/24. This is a teaching, and the title is From Tragedy to Victory. Here's a little confession the Lord gave me this week. From tragedy to victory is where the Lord is bringing me. Psalms 23. Let's read that. Psalms 23. I think we need to hear it today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that tragedy to victory? For every day of the year, the Lord has said, fear not. Fear not. After you've walked through the valley of the shadow of death, you become fearless. When you've been shaken to your core and you make it out the other side, you become strong to be able to maintain the victory in any storm that might come your way. That's the purpose. In the valley of the shadow of death, you've learned to walk in the Spirit, and this is the crux of all of it. Your flesh has been brought under, and your spirit has become keen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. He has been with you all along. He is leading you from tragedy to victory. God is the one fighting the battle for you when you walk in the Spirit. He's taught us in Ephesians 6:10 that we're to put on the armor of God, and we've done all to stand. We just keep on standing, right? The battle has always been the Lord's. He never expected us to fight our own battles. Like Paul and Silas, what did they do? Backs beaten and bleeding. Feet, they were in stocks. They started worshiping the Lord. They didn't try to defend themselves. They began to praise the Lord, and what happened? The prison was shaken and their bonds were loose. What do we do when we are in the heat of the battle? We do what they did. Pray through to breakthrough. All right, we're going to look at a scripture here. This is Matthew 17. Verse 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic, sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into fire and oft into the water. And they brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto him, Because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. All right. Here's what prayer means. Worship or an oratory. Here's what fasting is. Abstinence, like food or other things. All right, the same story is in Mark also. In the story in Mark, Jesus had been up in the Mount of Transfiguration. And the disciples were struggling. They couldn't cast this out, this demon out. Well, what was the difference? Jesus was up in the mountain praying. He come right down and took care of the situation. They were just out there struggling, trying to get through this the best they could, and they wasn't working. The demon wasn't coming out of the boy. And Jesus said again, this kind of thing you're going through sometimes does not come out but by prayer and fasting. What does that mean to us today? Jesus had a practice of prayer. He even went without sleep and sometimes food. He might pray all night for what he needed to hear. If we're going to follow in his footsteps, we'll have to live a prayer and fasting lifestyle. You can't sit on the internet for hours and hours and TV hours and hours and all these kind of things and expect when you come upon somebody that needs deliverance that the demon's just going to jump out because you say so in Jesus' name. I want you to listen to me this morning. I'm here to help. If we're going to follow in his footsteps, we'll have a life of prayer and fasting. You must be clear to hear when the Spirit is saying to, what the Spirit is saying to us, and not just react to situations and circumstances. Just start rebuking and doing all the stuff that us Christian people do. That's what the disciples were doing. They're doing everything they knew to get that demon out of that boy, but it wasn't happening. They weren't clear to hear. They couldn't do it. But Jesus could. Well, he's the Son of God. Well, no, that's not why. This is what the trek through the valley of the shadow of death has been about, getting your battle ready. We've got to be instant in season and out of season. We can't, well, this situation's come up, so now I'm going to pray. I'm going to turn the TV off. This is going to have to be a lifestyle. The Lord is now testing your training, just like he tested Jesus' training in the wilderness. Even though he was a sinless Son of God. Why? He came in our place. He's the Son of Man. He was the substitute sacrifice for our sin. So the Lord tested him in the same things that we are tested in. Right? I want to read to you. I believe he was tempted in these three areas. And I'm going to read out of the Amplified Bible so you can just listen. John, this is 1 John 2, 15 through 17. Do not love or cherish the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, craving for sensual gratification, and the lust of the eyes, greedy longings of the mind, and the pride of life. Assurance in one's own resources are in the stability of earthly things. These do not come from the Father, but are from the world itself. And the world passes away and disappears, and with it the forbidden cravings, the passionate desires, the lust of it. But he who does the will of God and carries out his purposes in his life abides, remains forever. It's foolish to engage in any battle until you're battle ready. Pulling aside and looking inside, prayer and fasting disengages you from the world and its pull on the flesh and causes you to enter in. In other words, it causes you to look to your spirit and see what God is saying to you about this situation and how you're supposed to act. Not react, act in this situation. All right. I got a few scriptures here. Romans 8:13. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Mortify means orderly arrangement. In one instance, Colossians 3, there has another scripture with that word in it. Let's start with verse 1 there. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things' sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Staying out of all these things that will drag us over into the flesh. Walk. Mortify here means to deaden or subdue. One more scripture, 1 Corinthians 9. This is verse 27. Paul said this, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Here's what a castaway is: unapproved, rejected, and worthless. If we try to handle our obstacles in the flesh, we will be a castaway. But when we put our flesh under and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, God will turn our tragedy into victory. All right.